This being, this spirit, you know he is in you, you accept his presence, you are a willing party to what he wishes to do?
That is correct. I was much moved by his account of himself, and I am very willing to help him. In fact, I think it is right for me to do so.
All right, said Dirk with a snap of his fingers. You can go.
Michael's head slumped forward suddenly, and then, after a second or so, it slowly rose again, as if being pumped up from inside like a tire. The ghost was back in possession.
Dirk took hold of a chair, spun it round, and sat astride it, facing the ghost in Michael, peering intently into its eyes. Again, he said, tell me again, a quick snap account.
Michael's body tensed slightly. It reached out to Dirk's arm.
Don't touch me, snapped Dirk. Just tell me the facts. The first time you try and make me feel sorry for you, I'll poke you in the eye. Or at least the one you've borrowed. So leave out all the stuff that sounded like,
Coleridge, said Richard suddenly.
It sounded exactly like Coleridge. It was like the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. Well, bits of it were.
Dirk frowned. Coleridge, he said. I tried to tell him my story, admitted the ghost.
Sorry, said Dirk, you'll have to excuse me. I've never cross-examined a 4-billion-year-old ghost before. Are we talking Samuel Taylor here? Are we saying you told your story to Samuel Taylor Coleridge?
I was able to enter his mind at certain times when he was in an impressionable state.
You mean when he was on laudanum, said Richard.
That is correct. He was more relaxed then.
I'll say, snorted Reg. I sometimes encountered him when he was quite astoundingly relaxed. Look, I'll make some coffee.
He disappeared into the kitchen, where he could be heard laughing to himself.
It's another world, muttered Richard to himself, sitting down and shaking his head.
But unfortunately, when he was fully in possession of himself, I, so to speak, was not, said the ghost, and so that failed, and what he wrote was very garbled.
Discuss, said Richard to himself, raising his eyebrows. Professor, called out Dirk, this may sound absurd. Did Coleridge ever try to use your time machine? Feel free to discuss the question in any way which appeals to you.
Well, do you know, said Reg, looking round the door, he did come in prying around on one occasion, but I think he was in a great deal too relaxed a state to do anything.
I see, said Dirk. But why, he added, turning back to the strange figure of Michael slumped on its stool, why has it taken you so long to find someone?
For long, long periods I am very weak, almost totally non-existent, and unable to influence anything at all. And then, of course, before that time, there was no time machine here and no hope for me at all.
Perhaps ghosts exist like wave patterns, suggested Richard, like interference patterns between the actual with the possible. There would be irregular peaks and troughs, like in a musical waveform.